It's spring break and the town is empty. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Blaze.
Hello, Blaze. You should have been Blaze last week when we were talking about the fire field and everything.
I know. That's what made me think of it.
Is it?
Yeah. After we did the fire field story, I realized, why wouldn't I pick the name Blaze for this show?
Well, it's good to see you, Blaze, and I want to thank you for wearing a bra this week to the studio. Last week, you were sans bra.
I was sans bra because I wanted to be on time, and sometimes you say that I'm not on time. So it was either a bra or be on time, so I
And I realized, right, because the bra takes 10 minutes to put on, right?
It does.
It really does.
I need like a whole manager. I need a management team just for my chest and getting into a bra.
Really?
I do. I've joked before that.
It's a two- or three-person job.
Is
that what you're saying?
Job.
One person holding up each breast. I'm not trying to be.
Well, right.
Somebody else hooking them in.
Yeah, not to be gross or hashtag me too, but like if I really was to like actually employ people for the jobs I need in my life, that would be a job in itself. Because yes, it's a lot of work to actually get a bra on for me. I have to like.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of lifting involved. There's a lot of placing involved. To reach around, first of all, takes a ton of effort.
Separating shoulders with that.
Yeah. No, I have to reach around and like do this big stretch. And I haven't had any time to exercise or do yoga in almost like a year. And so it's actually painful. And then I have to adjust. It takes like a half an hour to get into a bra.
Well, thank you for not only wearing a bra but also being on time.
Yes.
And I guess that's because you are thrilled because everybody in your house is on spring break and you're all by yourself.
Now I have a little time to myself because I'm not taking care of three other people. So I was able to take the half an hour to put on my own bra and put everything in its place.
Everything is in its place. Thank you again. Although braless wasn't bad, I got to be honest. I was a little distracted.
Actually, I think you didn't even know I was braless till the end of the show where I mentioned it.
Oh, I knew. I was proud of myself
that you actually didn't even know till the very end. So I was able to play that off.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And, you know, last week we were talking about our former employees, the community newspaper. Mm-hmm. One of the people there defriended us on Facebook.
Is it defriended or unfriended?
It's unfriended or defriended. That's a good question. I think it's unfriended.
Yeah, it's interesting because people use both, and I'm always confused. I think the official term, I always think it's unfriended, but a lot of people say defriended, and we should write to Facebook and see. I know someone who calls it defaced. She says she got defaced. I think it's unfriended.
Whichever sound is more harsh, that's what it is. Is it being defriended or unfriended?
And there's also blocking, you know. But
blocking.
This person didn't block me. They definitely unfriended or defriended.
Well, they unfriended both of us, yeah.
Okay. So, do you think that they coincidentally did that for no other reason than they needed space? Or do you think they did it because they don't like that we do a community news podcast?
I think it's they don't like we do the podcast. So I'm going to rub it in their face.
We're making fun of their community newspaper?
Well, in a way we are. What can I say?
Or do you think they're bothered by the success of the podcast?
That could be it. We're enhancing the newspaper.
Right.
We're giving stories that while you see in the newspaper, we're giving a unique take on them.
Right, and we're adding color and flavor to
the story. Basically the opinion page of the newspaper come to life.
We're like the cable channel of the newspaper.
We're like, if you used to live in Manhattan, the Channel J.
Right. we're basically like the MSNBC, Fox News, CNN version of their newspaper.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
We're not the opinion panel piece of their newspaper.
Yes, but is that...
Cable adjacent.
Adjacent. Good. I love adjacent.
I know. I love adjacent too. Let's throw that in more.
Having said all that, I'm going to make fun of the paper again because they had another ridiculous list. Whether they took it from somewhere else or somebody wrote it there, it's ridiculous and I'm making fun.
I just want to tell you, I'm happy you brought back the lists last week with the gardening list because missed us reviewing the community newspaper lists because I love that they're so state the obvious and ridiculous. So here we go. What's this week's list?
Are you ready for this one?
I can't wait.
Are you sure?
I cannot wait.
This one is about funeral etiquette, what to do at a funeral. They wrote a list about the do's and the don'ts.
You know, I almost am not even going to make fun of the newspaper here. This is more to me about the stupidity of people. The fact that, like, I was going to say, who needs this list? I believe that people need this list because people are so idiotic. Go ahead.
So one of the do's
Don't wear dirty clothes and haven't washed for 3 days.
Dress appropriately. That's number one. You got it.
Because I've seen people who go to things, not even just funerals, but people go to things and it's like, you didn't think to like get out your clean clothes for this? Really, dude?
The other one is express your condolences to the person.
As opposed to.
Right? Great to see you. What's going on?
Hey,
in your life?
What's the occasion? What's the happy occasion?
Those are the two do's. Here are some of the don'ts.
Wait, did they expand on express your condolences?
Yes. Okay. It's not easy to come up with words of sympathy, but make sure you say something nice.
I always find it
fascinating. Why did I say lice instead of nice? I don't
know. Tongue twister. But yes. I find it fascinating when people say it's not easy to come up with words of sympathy. It's always fascinating to me that really it's not. Actually, it really is. Like, right. I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, that's generic.
Period. Done. That's
generic.
It. There
that's
you go.
A really easy way.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you want to get deeper, it's like, it's really hard to lose your XYZ.
I'm
parents,
sorry.
Wife, husband, child. I mean, like, why is it hard for people to say these words? I don't get it.
I'm sorry for your loss is exactly what they said you wrote. It's almost
easy.
Like you wrote,
well,
you didn't write this.
I didn't write this
are
list,
you freelancing?
No, but you know,
are you sure?
I have written a play about grief, and I'm fascinated by how people are so stupid that they don't know how to say, oh, it's hard to come up with the words. There are no words. Actually, there's a lot of words.
Right.
Use your words, people, just like you tell three-year-olds. I'm sorry for your loss. And then it's nice to go a little further and say, it's really, really hard to lose your sister,
you
brother, wife,
look,
husband. That's very simple. Just say that.
But you can't.
Child, parent. Say that.
In front of a three-year-old like me, you can't start off a phrase by saying it's very, very hard. You
difficult.
Have to
realize.
Thank
okay.
you. Because I would start giggling.
So you say, I realize how difficult it is to lose your da 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 da. And then, if there's anything I can do to help you, and I'm not just saying that as a cliche, what can I do to help you? Can I bring you food next week when people
you can show
leave?
Up to the
can
next I, taping da, da, da. Not wearing a bra again. That's what you can do to help me.
Well,
anyway,
that always helps me too because it saves a half hour of my life.
So let me give you a couple of don'ts. Here are a couple of don'ts. Number one, don't allow your children to be a disturbance.
That should be a rule that people realize is 24/7 wherever
you go. In all of
life.
In exactly.
all of life. People, listen, community, we do love you, community, but do not allow your children to be a disturbance ever, anywhere, period.
So that goes beyond funerals.
Beyond funerals.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Carnivals, a circus. Teach your children how to behave like human beings.
How at a circus they can't get out rowdy and laugh and have or they
no,
should
they
sit
laugh,
there
but
like
they should,
little boys and
no,
girls.
They should laugh, but they should sit in their seats because they're watching a show. They shouldn't jump around like crazy people and
how about
disrupt
at a park?
Show. Well, at a park, again, it's appropriate behavior. At a park, they should climb on the park equipment because that's what they're supposed to do. But they shouldn't take like a rock or a brick and be throwing it at people. That would be not acting appropriately.
How about when they take them to a bar to go afternoon drinking? How should the kids act then?
Well, obviously, if they're doing that, DCF should be getting a phone call from the fellow patrons at Al's Place.
Right. All right. So make sure your kids aren't disturbance. And leave your cell phone off.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Ding, ding, ding.
He was such a wonderful person.
Oh,
and
wait,
then,
I got to take this call.
And
hi.
Then
oh, you want me to get meatloaf for dinner? All right. Do you want the turkey meatloaf or should I bring home beef meatloaf?
So you're right. I think the fun of the list is not making fun of the list itself, but making fun of the fact that the paper thinks people need the list.
Well, right, that the paper thinks people are that stupid. But I have to say, this one touched a nerve for me because people are that stupid, that they really need a list like that. There are people that truly, I've been to funerals where people come in dressed, okay, talk about dress appropriate, dressed like they are going to a strip club in Vegas. Or like they are the stripper to get on stage.
Maybe that's their way of grieving, dressing like
right.
a stripper.
Maybe that's their way of like paying homage to the dead, coming in thinking they could see if they could get them to rise again.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Speaking of rising again, and I don't know, this is a horrible segue, but speaking of rising again.
Yes.
Did you hear about the guy in town who was arrested for choking somebody out because that guy was singing Christmas carols?
I saw that article in the community newspaper.
Right.
See, I give you a shout out, even though one of you unfriended me without an explanation.
OK, Can you believe that, that's what goes on? So maybe we do need the funeral list if people are running around choking people because they're singing Christmas. Although First of all, it is kind of annoying.
It might be annoying, but let's just dissect this gentleman's psychology. I hope he doesn't go to your therapist or mine, because if he does, our therapists aren't doing a very good job with him.
Well, yeah, but he's just starting, and this will push him into therapy.
He's so triggered by someone singing a Christmas song in April. Now, are we to take it that he's a choir boy or such a pious, religious person?
Who, the person singing or the person choking?
No, the person choking. That he's upset... when somebody disparages Christmas songs?
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think I'm ready to choke out people in December singing Christmas songs, so I can sympathize with this guy.
So you don't think it's someone who's pious and religious. You think it's someone who just doesn't want to hear Christmas songs any time of year, and April is like, you've got to be effing kidding me over the top.
Effing kidding me? What happened to you?
I've been trying to say fuck less, so I just am saying effing instead.
Oh, okay.
That seems to be considered okay.
What, effing?
Well, I think the whole, it's like George Carlin with the seven dirty words. You know, I'm very much, I listened to that when I was like 11 years old, and I'm very much in agreement with him about it. I find it so ridiculous, you know, people's feelings about the swearing. And so apparently it's okay if you say effing or if you write effing, but if you say fucking, people are going to have a heart attack. So yeah, I'm going to say effing.
Oh my, I'm going to have you, I'm going to have you arrested for saying fucking.
Are you okay? Help.
Oh my God, I can't deal with it.
Fucking, 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 but not if you have an Abraham Lincoln beard. Sorry, we will never fuck.
So much for this show being PG-13. This one from G to PG-13.
If you listen to the last show, you got to hear a G show. And then in the last 45 seconds, we went PG-13. But now, me saying effing, Paul just instigating it to be fuck. And now I've gone all the way to fucking and not fucking people with Abraham Lincoln beards.
So is that R-rated or is that X-rated?
Or is it triple X?
Oh, well, even better.
It's not going to happen triple X.
Oh, got you, right.
Because I won't fuck you with an Abraham Lincoln beard.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Last thing before we go.
Yes.
I want to bring back, as many of our listeners know, at the beginning, I live on a street which I was convinced had a meth house.
Wait, at the beginning of time? At the beginning of our podcast?
The beginning of time. Billions of years ago, I was living on a street. I'm very old and decrepit.
You're like Moses.
Yeah.
You're a modern day Moses.
Moses was only 400.
What about Noah? Who was older, Moses or Noah?
I have no idea.
I'm going to ask Rabbi Alyssa.
Maybe what we should do is we should ask the guy who was choking out because he's so pious and religious.
Yes, he might be a biblical scholar.
Although cause him to choke one of us out if we ask him that question.
Choked.
So anyway, I was walking by the meth house quickly.
Yes.
And I need your I-Team investigation. You're going to do it this week with me since you're on spring break and nobody's home.
Right.
There was somebody in the driveway.
Yes.
Oh, I love crinkly paper.
You have misophonia so bad. I need to send you to the person that I sent.
But misophonia, I thought you said it's just mouth noises.
It's not just mouth noises. It's also crumpling paper is one of the specific. I need to send you some articles.
That's not the same thing as misophonia. It's two different things. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so at the driveway, there were four guys taking apart a car.
Okay.
Just stripping a car down in the driveway of the former meth house, which is now a cat feces house.
That makes sense, though, because it's a very WT activity to strip a car down, like on cement blocks, and that goes along with people that would have a feces house.
They were young guys. I know there's something else going on.
Were they wearing wife beater t-shirts?
There was one wearing a wife beater t-shirt.
I'm surprised three out of four.
I'm nervous about this. I know there are cops on my street, but the I-Team is going to take care of this for me,
right? This week, the I-Team has some time. Because my family's in Florida, and I'm here enjoying the peace and quiet in the town while everyone's off in exotic places.
It's wonderful.
It is.
As always, it's a pleasure to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Paul.
My name is Paul.
And I am not Christine. I am Blaze.
Blaze, it's a pleasure. You'll find out what's going on at the feces house, and we'll report on it hopefully on Friday.
You know I love nothing more than having an I-Team investigation.
It's always wonderful seeing you, Blaze. Take care. Have a great rest of your week by yourself.
If you're here, enjoy the peace and quiet. If you're away, I hope you're having a fabulous spring break somewhere cool. We love you, community. Take care.
Bye-bye.